Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington show brought to you by EMP 182 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP182weightloss.com. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That's the foursome. We'll get back to the Caps. 9 o'clock, Alan May is going to join us, Capitals insider for NBC Sports Washington. But wanted to touch a little bit on the Wizards. So they played on Saturday night, game one in Toronto. Drake was there. Whole thing. Kyle Lowry before the game said they were going to treat it like a game seven because I think they had lost their last 10 game ones. Mm-hmm. And the Raptors are knocking on the door every year. They're in the playoffs every year using the whole knocking the door.
I watched your show after the game.
Analogy.
What's the name of the show? Hang Time?
After the game is Overtime.
Overtime. I watched it. It was you and Travis and then Christy Winter Scott and then some girl that I don't know. Is she a writer?
Keely is actually Sebastian's fiance, Sebastian Salazar's fiance.
Right.
And she does one segment on the show called Socially Aware where they bring in social media and comments.
I got you.
And kick it around.
She's very vocal.
Well, you want that on TV, right?
No, I'm just saying she was
very vocal.
She wouldn't let JP talk.
Well, I think it was,
which is strange.
Well, here's the thing: it was one on.
I thought you would be for that.
It was one on three or one on four the entire show there because they were fixated on fouls,
right?
And I just think blaming it on the referees, and not that they were blaming the loss on the referees, but they just were. You know, because John thinks he gets hit every time he goes to the basket.
True, true.
And so my side is I actually think John Wall's a bit of a whiner and a drama king.
Well, hold on. So are most NBA superstars.
That is true. That is true.
Let's not just paint John Wall as the only guy who lobbies for calls.
I'm not
saying
that.
LeBron James is the worst offender.
I agree.
Yeah.
But when the Wizards lose.
Doesn't mean it's still not
in
true.
A game which they're hanging,
is
right?
Is that the narrative?
If there's so much about the referees, Travis, Christy Winter Scott, and all this stuff, I'm like. Look, their bench got outscored 42-21 in the game.
Yeah, it got pummeled.
And the three-point differential was 16-8.
Yes.
So when it's all about the referees, I'm like, to me, that's kind of loser talk.
I agree
We're
with
talking
you.
About the
I agree
100%. It's kind of loser
the
talk.
The losers were the losers on the court. Those are the losers. Because they played stupid in the last 4 minutes.
So I was battling
just stupid
on that
basketball.
Show.
Right. I know you were.
I was also battling before the game because there was a poll question, which is sponsored. And the poll question was, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big is game 1? And I said a 5. Mm-hmm. Christy Winter Scott had a 10. I was like, how could it be a 10? It's game 1. It's not game 7. It's not an elimination game.
Yeah,
like, as long as you win one of the first
on the
two
road
games.
It's not a 10. That's silly.
As long as you win one of the first two games, and she said her argument is, every game's a 10. She's a
I could just tell JP. I could just tell JP by some of the stuff that was being talked about, he was just kind of shaking his head.
Yeah,
I could just tell.
Well, because I mean, I disagree. You can disagree with me.
It's hard.
No, I agree. It's not a 10. It might
it's
be more
hard,
than a 5.
When you just know
10.
You're right, and everyone else has just got their inane point. And just,
well, I'll
do?
Tell you this. The Caps game 3 is a 10. It is a 20 out of 10.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I think game 2 was.
Okay,
game
might have been
two,
close.
In my opinion, was basically a 10.
Here's my thought on the
game
Wizards.
Game 3 is a 200.
Now, we talked about the fact that the Caps had to win game 2.
Right. Yeah. And here's my thought with the Wizards, though. And I may be delusional because I actually picked the Wizards to win the series. They split in the regular season, and they played awful. Like, if you look at the last 15 games of the regular season or the last 20 games, you could stretch it out. The record was terrible. But it was mostly without John Wall. John came back, but he wasn't playing back-to-backs. He only played a few games before the end of the season. The game which they really needed him to play in was that last game where they didn't play him.
The Magic.
And then they lost the Magic. And that cost them the 7 seed. Not that it would have been a lock to beat Boston, but it would have been easier to beat Boston than
Toronto.
You know, the Raptors. The Raptors play 11 guys. They're a deep team.
Yeah.
Anyway, to me, John Wall is the best player on the court in that matchup. And I think he was, even though he was poorly in that game. But he still had 15 assists. When John plays the Raptors, he's very comfortable. They play well against the Raptors. History, I know you can go back 3-4 years, whatever. But just talk about this year. They split with them this year.
Playoffs,
without
different
John
animal.
Wall. So I actually have confidence that the Wizards come back. But again, I might be delusional. They might end up
Look, I don't know
crapping
if they'll,
out.
I don't think that they'll beat the Raptors.
Their talent based on is right the there with them.
Sure, it was a tight game until, you know, 3 minutes left. They
until
made some stupid
Mike
penalties.
Scott
Mike Scott had a stupid penalty. It was dumb.
Penalty.
Or a stupid foul. I mean, that was basically, wasn't it basically a five-point play? Because he hit the two free throws. Didn't they hit a three-pointer on that possession?
After Mike Scott had the flagrant foul,
yep.
It was 26-15.
Right.
In favor of the
Raptors.
Yeah,
he gave all the mojo to them.
It changed the game. And they're not a great team closing out games generally.
Well, Brad Beal might be the worst clutch player in history, just in terms of, I mean, I know his numbers aren't that good.
Right.
But they're like catastrophic, the stumbling and bumbling, you know, tripping over himself, dribbling off his knee.
But a lot of that this year was without John Wall.
Right.
So with John, I think you have help. But they're going to need Otto to step up. I think they can win the series. Do you think they can win the series?
No.
You don't. Kicks?
No, I don't think they can win.
Not.
You don't either.
I'm in a Caps hole. I can't find anything optimistic.
No, they can win, of course. But the objective analysis is they got about a 7 or 8%
chance. That's the better question. Will they
win? There's a 93% chance they're going to lose.
I think they win game two.
It's just playing games.
Now they have home court.
You're rearranging the deck chairs.
All right, well, they'll split in Washington, and they'll go back to
Toronto.
They're an
8 seed. 8 seeds lose. It's the preponderance of time. What is it? What was the number that we came up with? 5 out of 6.
I understand
that.
So
it was like 7%.
But they wouldn't have been an 8 seed if John didn't miss, you know, half the season.
How many times are you going to ask us what the
well,
number is?
Well, I think people have to be reminded of it. We're acting like it's an even series, like it's a 4-5. It's not. It's
based
a 1-8.
Based on history, it's not an even
series.
It's
a 1-8. That's all you need to know. And you can try to sugarcoat it and say, well, because half the season without John, they played great. Half the time they didn't have John, they played
eventually,
great. It wasn't like they
up.
Bottomed out. It did come back to earth, but believe me, their record... If they're as bad as you thought without John, their record didn't show it.
Here's what I think.
That's what the defenders will say. It's not really an 8-seed team because John missed 37 games.
They might have had a better record without John. I don't even know. They certainly had a winning record without John.
Oh, better winning percentage, yes.
Yeah. So that argument,
except,
we're out the window.
I know,
except
for the last 15 games, they were terrible.
Except you could say this. When John went down for the last 25 games or so, whatever the exact number was, they weren't an 8-seed. At one point, they were like a 4-seed.
Yeah.
D'Antoni talked about this last night after the Rockets beat the T-Wolves. He said, yeah, they're an 8 seed, except when Jimmy Butler went down, they were the 3rd seed. So they're not that bad. But here's just my analysis of the Wizards. And again, I might be delusional. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I may be stupid to think this, but to me, the Wizards are basically the same team as they were last year, except their bench is better. So to me, they should be better. Now, the bench in this first game was Mike Scott, Oubre and Satoransky, who we both believe are better than they were last year. They didn't really show up in game one, and you would hope
that they do in game two. Satoransky played 11 minutes. It's not like he had a lot of runs.
But his 11 minutes, he didn't know anything.
He had 2 points
But they just played stupid basketball in the last 3-4 minutes. Turning the ball over, making the dumb fouls. I mean, Scott's foul was dumb. And then, you know, they had a couple turns. They got a board. Oubre got a board and then turned the ball over, and then they hit a three. I just think the Wizards... And people focus on the fact they beat Toronto 4 years ago in the playoffs. Yeah, they did. Go look at that Toronto team, and then look at this Toronto team. Tell me how similar they are.
Besides, well, they're similar with the stars.
Okay, and those stars are getting better, probably. But the bench, that bench is totally different. Ibaka's there. He killed him. He wasn't there in 14, 15.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've done a great job with draft picks, too,
the
role players.
It's a different team. Yeah. I mean, that's why they're the 1 seed.
Right, they have a bunch of guys you never heard of that actually contribute, like, Siakam.
Pascal Siakam.
Siakam, yeah, he was good.
Is it Pirtle? Is that how you're supposed to pronounce his name?
I pronounce it Hurdle.
I don't know. Draft t-shirt? Do you know the obscure white pronunciation? Is it Siakam Pirtle?
I think it's Pirtle.
Pirtle.
Yeah.
Let's go to Luke in... Oh, right when I went to him, he hung up. Sorry, buddy. Or I hit it twice. That's possible. It's also possible that I hung up on him.
But anyway, I will say,
Scott Brooks, and we've said it all season, it never looks like he's having fun.
Well, I called that.
He looks miserable.
I called that early on. He looks miserable.
So frustrated.
Yeah. Like, he's the most miserable guy making $7 million
a
year.
Well, it's got to be a frustrating team to coach. I mean,
of course.
Just look at the way they played in the last 15 games.
Bullets Fever's taking over the phone lines.
Well, we just opened them up. 800-636-1067. You acting like the phone lines were lit at 6:10 when we were talking about the Caps.
Well, that's because every Caps fan is just scared of what's going to happen.
The
possible sweep or losing in five games.
You'll acknowledge this, even though, I mean, everybody knows it's sort of documented that the Wizards have a larger fan base, basketball more popular than hockey around here. The fan base for the Caps are more rabid and more intense.
Yes, and
there's no question about it, even though it's a
smaller
base.
As I was trying to say before,
with the Caps over the last couple of years, you've actually had some hope that they could win it all. Mm-hmm. With the Wizards, you know, all right, let's say they actually do come back and win this series. Then they're likely to face, although who knows, likely to face Cleveland in the next round. Now, Cleveland just got spanked by your boy Victor Oladipo yesterday.
Depot was awesome.
On fire.
Probably an outlier, but who knows? Based on history, probably an outlier. You got to still give them the benefit of the doubt.
I think what LeBron said yesterday was, because people were like, well, you're down 1-0 in the series, lost at home. He's like, we were down 3-1 to the Golden State Warriors a couple years ago in the finals. And won that.
Right.
But he'll be all right.
See, when you have that championship pedigree, you have that swagger.
How are you going to feel Wednesday morning if they somehow, and I know it would be miraculous, but if they somehow went 2-0 in Washington? Caps and Wiz go 2-0.
Toss it and Nats win. That's the D.C. trifecta.
Well, actually, the Nats are playing a huge series against the Mets, too.
Color me shocked if that happens. They win both?
Yeah.
So we will have the trifecta on that day?
Wow.
Yeah, they were all playing.
But you won't have Scherzer or Strasburg on the mound.
Correct.
The Mets are missing both of those guys. You're going to have...
That means the parlay will pay more.
Who we have, Rourke, Gio, or AJ?
No, AJ's finished.
Look at the upcoming problems.
Oh, they already
sent him
down or whatever?
I think he's bullpen.
I don't know if they sent him down. He might be moved to the bullpen.
Yeah, I missed that over the weekend.
Hellickson's on the mound today.
Yeah, find out what they did on that move. Hellickson
against DeGrom.
Well, they had to send somebody down.
Yeah, I don't know, but they might have sent someone down from the pen and just moved Cole.
So who's pitching tomorrow for the D.C. trifecta? Valdez, you always want your attention dollars for that, right? Because did the Washington Post talk about the D.C. trifecta based on Matt Valdez a couple years ago?
That's true. I had a whole article
Gio
written about
Wednesday.
Me.
Did you ever frame that?
Tuesday?
You should frame that.
You think I don't click on it every about once a month?
To make yourself feel good?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Gio versus Wheeler.
Make me feel relevant.
So it's Gio on Tuesday.
All right, did the Wizards win game two in Toronto?
So many predictions.
I don't know. I mean, they can, but will they? I don't know. Probably not.
I'm going to play the odds.
I have no idea.
No.
If I knew, I would put my entire 401k on it.
Right.
Based on odds, no.
You saw Wizards overtime. So Wizards hang time, I should mention, which is the pregame show. I did that, and it was a good show. I felt like I was on the set of Yo MTV Raps, so, because Easy Street is there. So big games, they bring in Easy Street, and he's DJing. And he's
right.
Right.
And then shout out to Skates. He's a Junkies listener, but he's got kind of a Wizards hang time anthem.
Okay.
And he did that live.
It's like a rap?
Yeah. He's a rapper.
Right.
Skates.
Is he silly?
Yeah.
He's not as good as Q to Fool. You missed him. That's my guy.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
He's another long line of Thomas C. Mooney's
clients.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just Google Q to Fool. He's got some flow. I like him.
Mooney says he wants to bring him in studio.
I'm dying for that.
I know. I said, Bickle would love it.
I would love it.
Well, shout out to Skates because he's very good, too.
Right. Maybe Skates and Q to Fool can have a battle.
A wrap-off?
That'd be silly.
What's our last battle? Schwartzy versus Cole.
Yeah. Those guys are good. Let's bring Q to Fool.
I'm officially over rap battles, personally.
I went to the Nats game yesterday, and Mooney was there with his family. And shocker, he was in the MGM seats.
Did he have
Do you know where they are?
They're right on the field.
Right next to the dugout.
They're literally on the field.
They're on the field. They're not behind home plate.
Yeah.
They're on the field. He could give high fives to Trey Turner.
Right. They're trying to get their money back. By hooking him with tickets and stuff.
Of course.
Well, look, he
took a lot of their money.
When he got
he's not going to shy
away.
Did he
have a big payday over there? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Didn't he win like 200 or something like that?
Well, what? It was a little bit less than that. He won a blackjack tournament.
He did?
Yeah.
How come no one told me? That's silly.
I told everybody in D.C.
Yeah, we're off that week.
Oh, was I?
When he got up out of his seat, was there a golden horseshoe still on the seat when he left?
Well,
it probably
took
it down.
That's where he was.
Because I would like it.
All right, remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Alan May covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Joins us on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Get back into the Caps coming up at 9 o'clock with Alan May, Capitals analyst on NBC Sports Washington. I know at the very beginning of the season, EB, when the Nationals started off 4-0, you were really, really fired up. And now the Nats sit at 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
And you have kind of this playoff disappointment.
9 of 12. Remember,
building.
They were 4-0.
Yeah.
So they're 3-9 in their last 12.
Well, because as I said, I think great starts are, they're huge, and it's like, it just
sets a tone, yeah.
It sets a
tone.
Absolutely
it does.
You start to believe in yourself, and I thought, okay, here we go. Here we go. And now, unfortunately, it's just gone the complete opposite way. And meanwhile, the Mets are doing exactly what I hoped we would do. And so that sets the tone for them in the right way, and we're setting the tone the opposite way.
Yeah, this is actually pretty surprising.
Although one of the things that's happened.
I'm certainly surprised at what the Mets are doing.
It's also early, and there's 48 games left or whatever, but still.
But like you said, you dig yourself a hole where you're 8, 9, 10 games back in May, and that's hard to get out of.
Well, one of the things that's happened is injuries.
So injuries
Daniel Murphy's
help.
Not playing, and Adam Eaton on the DL.
But I wasn't
worried
about
all of a sudden, you
that.
Look at that lineup,
Rendon.
Which we thought that lineup was going to be imposing. Trey Turner struggling. Ryan Zimmerman ice cold.
Right.
Zimmerman's really struggling.
And it's unfortunate because the whole narrative that he was doing his own thing in spring training, and now
he's
hitting 122.
He's going to get
Rendon's got a sore toe. The lineup looks weak.
True. I mean, the injuries don't help, but it's still surprising because, you know, Rendon wasn't out all year. Eaton wasn't out all year. It's just surprising they got off to this type of start. This is a pretty big series. I mean, I don't think they'll get swept, but remember, they're not throwing Max or Strassi in the series in New York, right?
Yeah, it's a three-game series.
Where are we at in the rotation? I'm all confused.
Hellickson
Gio, Tanner, I'm pretty sure.
Right. I hate that they did that. Now I'm all confused. I liked it when it was 1-2-3.
You like routine.
What move
huh?
did they make?
You like routine.
What,
yeah,
what move did
everything.
They make in the on the roster to make room for Hellickson? Do we know?
You guys, it should take 2 seconds to figure out.
Can you look that up?
Who played left field yesterday for him?
I think Sierra was out in left. Where's the Sierra? Yeah.
I mean, look, it's a different team than we expected day in and day out. They need Murphy back.
Well, also,
they're not getting production out of Michael Taylor,
but
by the way, like Taylor last year.
Do they need Murphy? Of course, but their lineup's still good enough to have a winning record.
If guys hit like they did last year.
Correct.
There was also another, I think it was yesterday, right? Because the days are running together. Another epic Bryce Harper base running blunder.
Oh, so stupid.
I mean, he's good for like one a week. I mean, just
so he's on first with one out.
I think it was Howie Kendrick.
Kendrick hits a ball into
looked like maybe it was
into
hit the
gap
wall.
In the right center.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Didn't get there. It ends up being caught, and Harper's on third.
Yeah, but just took
now,
off.
Did he think that there was two outs?
No, because his FP pointed
out. Or did he think
out,
he was
FP's good. Again, this is why FP's so good. He waited for a second.
Okay, so he thought he was waiting for a second,
and then he just gambled.
Yeah.
You know,
and he's
but
done
it was
that.
A horrible gamble.
It was just dumb.
A horrible gamble.
It was stupid.
But their starting pitching overall has been solid. And I think their relief pitching, all right, Doolittle gave up a homer to Desmond yesterday.
The back end of the bullpen should be fine.
They've been fine, statistically.
It will be.
They're just not hitting.
They're not hitting, but it hasn't been fine this year. They'll be fine.
The lineup has been the weakness.
Well, and the bullpen. The whole bullpen hasn't been great.
What's Trey Turner hitting?
200.
203.
Right. Zimmerman, Taylor, Turner, all those guys have been poo.
Okay, but the bullpen hasn't been great either. They've given up some big hits, and most of them have been homers.
I subscribe to the Mike Rizzo back of your baseball card.
Okay.
I totally
You're
subscribe
right.
to
You're
it.
Right.
Although
on
some guys, like Michael Taylor last year, better than the back of his baseball card.
True. And that's why you would
And
worry.
Ryan Zimmerman had been better last year than he had been kind of the previous 2 or 3 years.
Absolutely.
I'm
and
just
I thought
saying,
there would be a coming
this
back
This is just
to
a big series, even though it's mid-April. Or, you know, barely to tax day. This is a big one because let's just say they get swept. Now they're nine out.
They're not going to get swept.
I'm just, is it possible? Of course it's possible. I'm just saying, what if it happens? Then you're 9 out and you've got a totally different
You're
story.
7-12.
Yeah.
People are questioning Davey Martinez.
Correct.
I mean, I never imagined this start for them.
I think most people are surprised.
I never.
It's not like they're 3-15.
No, but 7-12 isn't that far off from it, whatever it is.
If they get swept.
Nobody's saying if they get swept.
They get swept. But they're 3-9 in the last 12.
I get it.
Not optimal. Not an optimal start for the Nats.
I know it sounds preposterous.
These aren't must wins this week, but If you get swept or you lose two out of three and then you're seven out,
it just sets the tone for the season.
And everyone's surprised by the Mets. I mean, no one thought the Mets would be 12-2 out of the gate. But you know what? They're going to be a pain in the butt all year if they're healthy.
People knew they were capable.
If they're healthy, yeah. They're
it's not like it was long ago that they were in the World
you
Series.
You know who has the best team ERA in majors right now?
I'm going to guess, the way you're framing it, the New York Mets.
Correct.
I know it's not the Dodgers. They were supposed to be silly.
They're off to a rough
start,
too.
You know what cures your ills when you're 7-9? 9-game road trips. That's what the Mets are on right now.
For our sweat bet.
You're being sarcastic, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And they got to play the Dodgers. And who are they playing? The Giants?
The Giants.
So for the sweat bet to get to 92 wins, now we have to go 85-61 the rest of the way.
That, like, 10-game homestand or whatever we had, that's over. When we sat down with Rizzo and we announced the contract, and that was when you're supposed to get healthy.
I'm already counting out the sweat bet. I'm already counting that as dead.
Yeah, I think the sweat bet.
I'm setting aside $200.
I got to go 24 games over 500 the rest of the
that's
way.
That's a curly L is what that is. It's going to be a big curly L for us.
Man, that bet was done early.
Isn't that right?
By the way, speaking of betting,
yes.
Cake says he was at MGM National Harbor over the weekend. Yep. He went to Voltaggio Brothers.
Correct.
Happy birthday to Kurt, who turned 21.
He did, yes.
That would be the first child of the four of us who's of legal drinking age.
He is, yes. Yep. So he had a beer with him at Voltaggio Brothers. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out a bit. Had some nice steaks.
Did you do what your dad said he was going to do with you when you turned 21?
Is that actually true,
or is that just legend?
Oh, it's 100% true.
Who knows?
Listen, they didn't do it.
It's all hazy at this point.
They didn't do it, but I remember distinct, because it was so shocking to me. Here
so
I am,
explain
I'm
to
a
the
teenager.
Audience.
I don't want to
not explain to the audience.
I'll just say roughly, without being specific.
Sure.
His father said something he couldn't wait to do with John when he turned 21. It was either 21 or 18.
Was it conditional on whether John
wanted to?
No, whether John had
already done this,
right?
I don't know.
Was it conditional on virginity?
Yeah,
I don't know if it had.
I didn't know if John was
a virgin or not. I don't know if that mattered.
It's a very uncomfortable conversation.
But he said something to me in a car that he couldn't wait to do with John when he turned 18 or 21.
Which car? The old red Malibu?
Yeah, the one that I totaled a month after he gave it to me.
It's after he told Cakes to shut up because he was fogging up the damn windows.
No, I think you're getting that mixed up with my neighbor, Nick.
Yeah.
I think that was his dad's bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, the most risque thing I did is I gave him $500 in chips, and we walked into the casino, and he went to the cashier's cage,
mm-hmm.
and that was his 21st birthday present.
That's a nice birthday
cash.
Present.
To help him pay for, he's going to Aruba after he's done at Merrill in this junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's going to help him with his plane fare.
Aruba
and some
summer vacation?
For a week.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice, right?
So he's going with a group?
He's going with one of his buddies. He's known since he was like 5 years old.
Nice. Hit the town.
Yeah, he's going to be hanging out in the island.
Your son's experienced so much more than you in 21 years.
So much more.
You have been to Aruba.
I have, twice.
Where was he? I'm a world traveler
over here.
He was just somewhere like last
year. South America.
He went to Bolivia. He was in Bolivia for like half the summer.
And Ireland.
Ireland, yep. Okay. Aruba.
Cates
has been to, not to his credit, he's been to Puerto Rico.
Correct.
Jamaica.
Yes.
And Aruba.
I'm similar.
Canada? You're sleeping on Canada. Barely consider that another country, but I have been to Canada.
It's so funny. So like,
I haven't been to many more of the spots than that.
I mean, people love to go.
I do the same thing. I like to go
to Spain. I've been to Bahamas.
I've
been to Canada.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've
been to Mexico.
He's been to Aruba basically through the show.
Correct.
Won a promotion through the show.
Doesn't matter how you get there.
On your honeymoon. Through the show,
Spanair.
That doesn't take away from it.
I know. Let's bring this all back to where it belongs. We can't all be silver spoon guys like JP, who went to a middle school where they played polo.
Right.
Which again is false.
I can't go on European vacations with my family when I'm 10 years old.
That's false. Parents were like first generation that they had all their family there.
Sure.
There's a reason why
that's
he traveled.
Actually false. Now EB's kid does go to a school where they do have equestrian.
Right.
That is documented.
Don't act like you didn't go to a fancy middle school.
Because
you did.
It was, but they did not have polo.
Okay, that might be a slight fabrication.
But I like it. People still gonna believe it.
An interesting point. So I have another I'm planning a big vacation for Christmas, the Christmas time, right? We did that last year. We went to Turks and Caicos, really enjoyed it, whatever. But it was a little overrated. But
where are you
going
to go?
That's the thing. So I invited my in-laws to go to mm-hmm. because the kids love going out with them, and you know they like vacation with us. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And they're world travelers. Like they don't go to, like, I go to beach spots.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't go to Rome or they've been everywhere. China, Japan. I mean, they've been everywhere. And they want to take they want to go somewhere cultured. You know, but to me, that just sounds laborious.
Boring, that means, too, and
well,
boring.
That just means you got to go and walk around and do the touristy bit. I want to go
and chill
and have a drink with an umbrella in it
right.
and chill.
Okay.
Like the whole week.
And
so
me.
I'm a little bit embarrassed at this point that I'm going to be almost 50, and my vacations every year
are the same
at
type
tropical
of
islands. It doesn't matter. Name
well,
the country. That's
what
all
you
the
like
same.
To do. And also,
China.
Puerto Rico's the same
do
as so-and-so.
It? You enjoy those
I
spots.
Do, but I'm also a little bit embarrassed. But yet, I'm too lazy. The last thing I want to do is go to, like, Rome, I'm sure is great.
Yeah.
I don't want to walk around for a week.
Kids like going to tropical spots.
Yeah, but I'm sure they would like the other.
I know, but they're not paying for it.
My kids wouldn't.
My kids
I'm
would
going
like,
to Italy this year, like but that. I've heard almost nothing but complaints.
Really?
Because they don't want, they're kind of like me, kind of like you. Don't really just want to go look at a Leaning Tower.
I just want to go
you know what I mean? Like,
and chill.
They'd rather go to a place that has a pool and a huge water slide like
right.
the Atlantis.
I'm with you.
So I'm going to pick some embarrassing, like, white trash spot. With no culture.
Good. You know you'll have fun.
It's perfect.
You'll fit in perfectly.
Yeah. I know. But it is kind of embarrassing that I don't give my kids a culture. You know, I see if I have friends and family. They go to China. They go to India.
So instead of going to the Greek islands, you're going
cultured.
To San Padre Island.
Yeah,
you know what? You can go to San Padre Island and get a year old. Have basically the same experience.
I'll take my family to like Daytona Beach or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Please.
I don't know. This is what I like to do.
I've never been.
Like to
Greece
chill.
Looks silly. Like, Greece looks like a place that I should probably go to at some point.
You know where
probably
you know where I don't see you going? Doesn't Greek have like a terrible economy?
Yeah.
Greece have like a terrible economy. Isn't the country falling apart?
Yeah, but I don't think for tourists necessarily.
Yeah, I don't even want to bother with it.
Yeah,
I want to go
Greek
someplace
really
where there's
beautiful.
No drama. I want to go someplace with no drama. You know what I mean?
No drama
I wouldn't
and
be
no
interested
culture.
In Greece.
And I'm with you.
No, I like
it.
A little culture. I'm not averse to it. But I just don't want to like... put on my hiking boots every day.
Oh, no.
You know
oh, yeah,
like, that's not my bit.
I think 20 people were gunned down in Cancun last week. Everywhere's
well,
got,
I'll never go to Mexico.
Yeah. Everywhere's got drama.
Yeah.
Mexico's the worst. I think if you go there, you're just stupid.
I mean, do you really
yeah,
want to go to... Do you really want to go on a vacation where you're at, like, museums and art galleries,
no,
like, every day?
That's
a terrible...
Literally
that's
my definition. That's literally my definition of hell on earth for me. Is a week of museums.
Well, I agree.
His in-laws went to Puerto Rico.
You shouldn't be learning on vacation.
No.
Right?
Of poop.
Your in-laws went to Puerto Rico one of the weeks that I was there at the same time. And I think you and your family were in Puerto Rico. And they stayed in, like, the art district. I didn't even know that existed.
Right.
I went to Puerto Rico every year. Because they like to go see, like, art museums and stuff.
Mm. Yeah, they like to do culture
I'm
things.
With you.
I like
I'm
to
with
go
you
to
on
the
that.
Beach.
My wife wants to
we're
go.
We're juvenile. They're actually
well, that's
adults.
What that's what we grew up on,
I know,
too.
But I feel like I should be a better parent.
Hey, why don't you go to Sandy Point? Close to home.
Listen, as trashy as my vacations are, I know they trash yours growing up. So that's
go to Cambridge.
Yeah.
Ocean City, silly. Every year, every summer.
Right. Yeah, but that's not good in December, Christmas time. Christmas time, he wants to go somewhere warm.
Yeah, it won't be crowded.
Yeah, it won't be crowded.
Be hanging out with the dock locals.
You can stay at Jetty's Break. I got connection. My wife wants to go to, I told you, she wants to go to Italy for her 50th, which is next summer.
You take my in-laws.
You've already started pricing
it
out?
I'm dreading it.
Mm-hmm.
That's after the Nashville trip.
Well,
we still got to do Nashville.
You know what? If you go to Nashville,
we still got
to
do Nashville.
Maybe you can watch the Preds in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Is the Nashville bit because you gave her a piece of paper that said, this is your gift.
Right.
I'll take the family to Nashville.
He blew up a picture of Marcus Mariota and said, here's a hint where we're going. Now, to his credit as a romantic, maybe you missed the story, he actually did some sort of scavenger hunt.
At the end of it,
she got a piece of paper that says, we're going to Nashville.
Well, it wasn't a piece.
No tickets.
Well, hold on. It was a fake boarding pass.
Ah, nice. I like it.
Fake boarding pass.
Well, yeah. I didn't purchase the tickets yet.
Why didn't you purchase the tickets?
I didn't know what the weekend. We had to iron out the weekend. I just didn't do it.
Right.
Never going to go.
You think I want to go to Nashville?
Right.
I don't want to go to Nashville.
What's your way of giving it to her,
but I know
but
she
not really,
really wants to
giving
go.
It to her?
Hey, right. Hey, Jason, can you tell but everyone your Italian hookups again? That makes me laugh. That you have hooks in Italy.
Oh,
you
have Fausto. No, it's Fausto.
He knows guys in Italy, and he's going to set you
he's
up.
He's connected.
Well, he's from Italy.
Right. Yeah. So you've already explored that?
A little bit.
You've got to be kidding
me. A little bit. Well, I don't know anything about it. I don't know where to go.
Right.
Well, so come on. You don't know where to go? Rome, Venice, Florence.
Hey, I'm not going.
Know, once you get, I mean, what to do?
You got to go to certain
spots. If I landed in the airport in Rome, I wouldn't know what to do.
Do one of the Perillo tours. You see their courses all the time.
Jace is going to be giving shout-outs to Gino like a week before he flies out.
Right. And by the way, I don't want to go to Rome. Right. No chance I want to go to Rome.
Right.
I saw Gladiator. I've seen Rome.
I always tell my kids.
I like going to the smaller, quaint towns. That's where I want to go. I don't want to go to the big touristy spots. Not doing it.
I always tell my kids, if they want to see, you want to see China, Google Earth it.
Yeah.
China!
Hey, I'm hoping that I can somehow
get
out of
it. We're very uncultured, but we're happy with it.
Thank you to Paolo for my free vineyard tour.
Yeah. Anyway,
and Paolo's
got to that
my
point
other guy.
Because Kurt Allville actually is cultured.
He's way more cultured
than
Gates.
That is Pops, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You want your kids to do better than you.
He's not going to change.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Springfield Toyota make gondolas?
Yeah. I remember a little later. Alan May joins us at 9 o'clock. We'll be
Alan
back
May
into the
is going to pummel the Caps. You watch.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. You know, there's like so much going on. Hey, locally here in the sports world.
Can I give you a bad beat story real quick?
Sure. Love bad beats.
For you, hopefully?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
So
tragic.
I told the boys last week about a bad beat I had when I put what I thought was $53 on the Yankees to beat the Orioles. And they went up 5-0 and lost the game 8-7 in 12 innings. But what the bad beat part of it was, I accidentally hit a zero at the end of the 53 and I put 530 on it. Right. So that was a bad beat just based on the amount.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a bad beat based on the amount. I didn't put as much on it. But how it happened, I don't know if you saw the Cubs-Braves highlights on Saturday.
Of course I didn't. Was that a super high-scoring game?
What do you think?
It was like 11-10.
What do you think the temperature was? About 20 degrees?
Yeah, probably. Right.
So the Cubs are hosting the Braves on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. I put odd amounts on my game. I put $37 on it.
Okay.
But it was $37 to win probably like 52.
Right.
Right. All right. Anyway, so the Braves go up 10-2. Braves are winning the game 10-2.
10-2 lead, yes.
10-2. It's butt cold, frigid. Every player looks like they're skiing a downhill.
Right.
So it's they chip away at it, but it's so cold. It's windy. It's just awful. I can't believe they played the game. But they're up 10-2. Cubs chip away at it and make it 10-5 to the bottom of the eighth inning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Still comfortable lead. 10-5, five-run lead,
but
six outs, all you need.
But at this point, pitchers can't even feel the ball.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it. They can't feel the ball. So it's 10-5, and Hayward leads off, and he gets hit by pitch. All right, next guy, I think Schwarber struck out. Next guy gets a hit, and then another guy strikes. So I got two outs, bottom of the eighth, two men on.
Right.
Up 10-5. The Cubs scored 9 runs from then on. 5 walks, 2 hit by pitches, and an error. They scored 9 runs in the bottom of the eighth, and they win the game 14-10. I was up 10-5, bottom of the eighth with 2 outs and 2 men on.
Yep.
Lost the game.
Bad beat.
With 2 hits. Did you mention that?
Oh, yeah. They only had two or three hits.
Yeah.
They scored 9 runs. I'm telling you, those pitchers couldn't even feel the ball because they were hitting everybody. They were throwing the ball 10 feet off the plate. It was amazing, but it was just typical. It was typical of my luck that would happen.
They canceled a ton of games yesterday in Major League Baseball because of weather.
6 games. I've never seen 6 games canceled.
That we didn't
postponed.
Get to see another Ohtani start because he was supposed to start. But they canceled that game.
All right. Well, it'll start tonight if they're playing.
I guess so. He was supposed to pitch like every Sunday. Right.
I'm blown away by that. I think it's the best story in sports right now.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Not even close. And it was.
And he wants to play more. And
right. So great.
Why wouldn't they play him more?
The only thing is they don't want to wear him out. That's the thing.
I get it.
Jason thinks they want to limit him from injury, and I'm sure that's a factor. I think the biggest thing, you know, especially when you need him on the hill every fifth day or sixth day, whatever they're doing. Are they doing 6 pitchers? Is that what they're doing? Aren't they doing something different? I think
they started out at 6, but they've had a couple guys go on the DL, so I think they...
So they're the traditional
5-man.
The thing
that doesn't get talked about with him, obviously he's hit the home runs.
Yeah.
And sitting for a great average, and he's 2-0, striking guys out left and right.
Right.
He's lightning fast.
He is fast. He's an athlete.
I saw him beat out a double play. He wasn't even in the picture. Yeah. He wasn't. I mean, he's ridiculously fast.
Right.
He's Trey Turner fast with Bryce Harper's power and Max Scherzer's stuff.
Right.
But the point is that the more you hit him, if he fouls a ball off his foot like Rendon did, he's going to be out 5 or 6 days. And they need him to pitch. So they can't afford to not have him pitch, whereas you can afford not to hit him.
Yeah,
but
he could still foul a ball off his foot if he's playing 2 days a week versus 4 days a week.
I get it, but the chances of him getting hurt are greater if he's playing every day. That's my point.
I guess the more you're out there, the more likely, I guess.
And they really need him to pitch. I think he's more valuable to them as a pitcher.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's killing the ball, but I think he's probably more valuable as a pitcher.
Let's go to Eric in Arlington. Eric, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. What's going on, guys?
Hey,
what's up?
Same old here, buddy.
Yeah, so first thing I want to say, the Caps are who we thought they were. I mean, they do this every year in the playoffs. For the Nets this year, the standing point out is it's a tough division.
Yep.
The division is much, much better. I mean, you got the Braves, if they can keep consistent pitching, they can hit the ball. The Phillies are better. The Mets, if they stay healthy, they're better. You got guys that we just can't take any games off, no weeks off like we normally can. And we're just having a tough time this year. I just don't see us even making the playoffs, really.
That would be disappointing, very disappointing if that happened.
I mean, yeah, it'd be disappointing. I mean, you don't have a third consistent pitcher like other playoff teams do. I mean, you need a third guy. I mean, Gio is great, but you need a third guy that's just solid. I mean, we put too much pressure on Strasburg and Max. I mean, we need a solid guy at the three.
Gio had a really good year in the regular season last year. He just wasn't very good in the playoffs.
They seem to start hitting. I mean, wasn't Gio top five in ERA?
He just wasn't
very
good.
I don't have a problem with them except
for
the fifth starter.
Yeah, but he's an every other year guy.
Yeah.
I mean, one year.
There might be some truth to that.
You
might
be right on
that.
Yeah, he's every other year. Tanner, I mean, he's good in the five hole, but I just think you need a solid three. I mean, I'll take Gio on the fourth day. You know,
I would say Roark is their number three. I know he's not in the rotation, but I think he's
Roark
their third.
Roark is an
best.
Absolute monster.
I think he's their third best.
Great
pitcher.
Competitor.
Roark, he is, but he's it's mental with him, man. I mean, he gets two outs, he just can't get it done. You know, he's a great pitcher, but it's just he can't get out. When there's two outs.
I would agree with you, on having the third pitcher.
Seems to do it every first, second, third, fourth, and fifth inning that I watch, generally.
I don't know where you're going with that, but maybe you have some insight that I don't have.
I'm not sure that
he can't get the third out. He's a two-thirds of an inning guy.
Well, he struggles. His point is he struggles a little bit on that. Anyway, so right now, Roark he's got a 3.5 ERA through how many starts? Three
struggling.
Starts?
Look, these guys are who they are the last 2-3 years. Roark's just so consistent. He's a bulldog. You know what you're going to get. He's not perfect. He's not as good as Max and Stras, but
let's look at the team
stats. To have as like your fourth starter, it's crazy.
The pitching isn't the problem in this early part
of
the year.
It's not the starting pitching.
Well, even the relief pitching, the stats are pretty favorable when it comes to inherited runners. I saw that yesterday.
Okay. I'm just saying that they're giving up a lot of big hits, and they gave up two huge ones yesterday. And they were both dingers.
Trey Turner. Not hitting. Ryan Zimmerman, not hitting. Michael Taylor, not hitting. Daniel Murphy, out.
Adam Eaton,
now out. Bryce Harper, by the way, pretty much only hitting home runs. I mean, it's great.
Well, it's because no one will pitch to him.
It's true.
He's like
getting walked all the time.
Like
he's got no protection
walks.
Right now.
Well, that's where Zim comes into play, and he is not hitting the ball. Harper's always on base, and Zim cannot move him around.
All right, let's go real quick. Let's change it up. Let's go to Kevin in Woodbridge. Kevin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, real quick. First of all, you need to go to Singapore, and I can talk to you about that later. That's the place to go.
Singapore.
For vacation. But the Caps are a lot like Greece, since you brought it up earlier. It's pretty. It's flashy. Everybody wants to, visit it and play with it and spend time with it.
Pretty short
flight. And then it steals your money. Yep, steals your money and beats the heck out of you and leaves you used up in the alley.
Right.
So that's pretty much the Caps. The thing is leadership. And we talked about it before is you got a great team and great goaltending. And the fact is you don't have that one guy that can always put you over the top. And that's the difference between the Caps and the other teams that have won the Stanley Cup in the last couple of years.
I mean, I don't know how you qualify what's happened so far in the first two games is great goaltending. They've already yanked Grubby. They haven't even gone to Columbus yet.
No, they got the goaltending.
So that's
an
issue. That's a massive issue for the Caps.
I mean, you cannot predict that literally the hottest goalie in the NHL from November 1st on would play like absolute poop come playoff.
Other than he'd never done it in the playoffs.
The argument that was the risk. Never done in the playoffs. That was the risk, Eric. That was the risk.
I mean, he's not a complete novice. This guy's been around a little
bit.
Apparently, he can't stop anything on the glove side all of a sudden.
Which is also just vulnerable. Stupid, because it's the easiest save.
Well, he's not going to play again.
No, I know.
Yeah. Probably in a Caps uniform.
I don't even know how you could ever put him out there.
Unless Holtby, tears his ACL, you're not going to see Grubby.
Yeah, you're gonna die with him.
All right, we'll get some more insight coming up next. Alan May, who covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington, joins us. We'll get his take on the Caps next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.